This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, as much work as the president has in front of him over the next 4 years, there is one thing he is never, ever going to have to do again. Run for any kind of office if he doesn't want to. So, what to do with the formidable database that his campaign built, along with its network of volunteers? Well, how about a good rebranding? Obama for America will henceforth be known as Organizing for Action. It's supposed to help the president push his policy agenda. But as with all things political, the very first thing you got to do is follow the money. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
The nonprofit Organizing for Action is designed to rally grassroots supporters, as Executive Director John Carson explains in this video.
Talk to your friends and neighbors about three of our biggest priorities that are coming up very quickly: immigration reform, reducing gun violence, and tackling the budget in a balanced way.
Under the tax rules, the nonprofit can accept unlimited contributions from corporations and keep the donations secret, though officials with Organizing for Action have promised to make the donors list public. But the funding still raises issues for some government watchdogs. Paul Seamus Ryan is with the Nonpartisan Campaign Legal Center.
Anytime you have public officials raising big contributions from business or from individuals or organized labor, for that matter, the concern is that the money will sway the public decision makers' actions.
Former Democratic Party leader Howard Dean has no problem with individual donors.
The idea that this is really meant to somehow buy influence is pretty silly, because this is not advancing the president's election. What this is advancing is his agenda.
But he hopes the nonprofit won't take money from corporations.
When corporations get involved in donating to politics, their consumer base gets upset, which is not good for business. And it does lead to the, difficult perceptions.
Organizing for Action doesn't need any donations to get started. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the Obama campaign still has about $5 million left over. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.